Nobody's more frustrated than we are in this building, coaches and players alike. I really do believe that there are many things that we have to coach better. The players know that they have to play better. We're going to work very hard to put together a better game plan for the Tennessee game, and we're counting on our fans. You know, we're back home here, a divisional opponent, and so we have great fans here in Houston, and we're looking forward to playing in front of those fans on Sunday. As I talked about yesterday after the game, we're dealing with Ryan Mallett and that situation internally, Rick Smith and I, and so I won't have any comments regarding that at this point. And then Arian Foster will undergo an MRI, I believe, today. Might be at it right now. I know he's, you know, he's hurting. You know, he worked hard to come back for this season, had the groin injury, and now this injury, and he's, you know, he's a guy that's proven he can come back from injury, and I'm sure once he's able to, you know, rehab it, he'll rehab it very diligently and try to come back. So we're all supportive of him in that rehab. With that, I'll open it to questions.
In terms of the slow starts, and obviously if you could get a handle on them, you would. What do you think has been kind of the key things in those slow starts? And
yeah, you know, yesterday I would say it was a combination of a lot of missed tackles, not being able to run the ball effectively at all, had some drops, you know, had some protection issues here and there. I thought one of the bright spots, which is not a very bright spot when you think about it as it relates to offense, but I thought we did punt the ball well. We played well on special teams. But, again, that's not really something you're looking for. In the beginning of these games. So defensively, we have to tackle better. We have to communicate better. And then offensively, you know, we have to try to run the ball better, and we have to catch passes. And all of that has to come under the umbrella of coaching. We got to coach all those things better.
Bill, you said you and Rick are handling that internally. You brought it up. What does that mean?
We're talking about it.
What are your options?
We're talking about all those options.
Well, two things, but real quick on that. So 48 hours after he missed the flight, you still haven't decided what to do yet?
Right.
Okay. You talk a lot about having a smart team and smart players. You guys early on have looked confused in some games. Are you trying to do too much, or is your team not as smart as you would like it to be?
No, I think we have a smart team. We have smart players. I think there's some things we definitely have to get communicated quicker and faster into the game. You know, I think sometimes from the sideline, whether it's me to George or defensively rack into the defense, I think sometimes we're a little late in getting the call in, and that causes some of what you're talking about. We have smart players. We have guys that are intelligent guys that have played a lot of football in this league, and we have to do a better job of coaching and communicating with them.
As far as what you know about Arian right now, do you expect him to be out the rest of the season?
Yes.
In terms of some of the things with the defense, you know, tackling, how tough is it to simulate that, you know, what happens in a game, to do some things in practice to try to upgrade it?
Yeah, that's not it's not easy, you know, especially with the rules the way they are. You know, you're only allowed one padded practice per week right now. So, you know, we'll work it. We've got to work especially the open field tackling. You know, obviously that was an issue yesterday. But we'll definitely work to try to get that improved.
Bill, when you're looking for answers, do you ever – have you changed anything about the way you've approached everything? Because you're always saying, it starts with me. Have you changed anything that you've done with the players to try to avoid this?
Well, we're week to week on those things, John. You know, depending on who we're playing. You know, last week we approached the Miami game a little bit differently than we had the week before and the Jacksonville game just because of the opponent. So, you know, I think we change quite a bit. I think we look at our opponent. We try to determine what's important to win the game for our players, the keys to victory in all three phases, and that's what we'll do for Tennessee. So, but as far as that approach hasn't changed. It's a game plan approach. Every opponent's different. Every week's different. And I don't believe that I've changed the way I approach. I believe in this team. I know doesn't look good right now. Believe me, I get it. But I believe in these guys, and we're in it together. You know, we realize that not many people believe in us, but all that matters is that we get this thing turned around with good practices this week and go out there and win the game against Tennessee.
With Arian's situation being what it is, can you address your running back situation? What's your plans?
Yeah, I'd say that's something that we're talking about too, Rick and I, is how to address that. Right now, you know, we've got Alfred Blue, Chris Polk, and J.L. Grimes, and then you know, Jay Prosh at the fullback position. There's other guys on our roster that have played running back before, so we may even do some of that. But you know, right now we're still talking about that as we sit here on Monday.
What have you thought about how the three of those guys have performed so far, your other running backs?
I think it's been decent. You know, I don't think it's, you know, I don't think anybody in the game yesterday or when you're 2-5, I don't think anybody's, you know, performed great. You know, obviously, as I always say, starting with me. But, you know, I think that those guys have shown some flashes. Alfred's had a one game where he rushed for over 120 yards, and I think he ran better in practice last week. He was a little bit banged up coming off the previous game, and I think he's back to being healthy. Grimes is a solid player for us. Polk, I think, has done some good things for us this year. So those guys will be used in different roles, but I'm sure they'll all step up and try to do their best.
Bill, in terms of talking with Bob McNair, what's it like, the conversations with him these days? Obviously, like everybody, he's, you know, disappointed about the way the season's going.
I'm not going to really get into the discussions that I had with Mr. McNair. You know, nobody's happy with where we're at. He's the owner. He's the boss. He's not happy, and, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, that's life in the NFL. So, but I'm not going to get into the details of what he and I talk about.
Yesterday, you said the play on the field is a reflection of the coaches, and you took a lot of the blame. We asked the players about that.
Yeah.
And a couple things. J.J. Watt said there isn't a single person in that locker room didn't deserve some of the blame, not just on the coaches. Yeah. And Hoyer said that the players have to take ownership of what happened. Some thoughts about that?
Well, I think, look, we've got good guys. But, you know, I think that when you go out there and you play like that, that I think that you feel like you approach these games and you have a good game plan and you feel like you've coached it up during the week well and you've had good practices – and then you go out there and it doesn't end up turning out that way at all, you've got to look in the mirror. And any coach worth his salt is not a finger pointer. And to me, you're pointing that finger at the guy in the mirror, and you've got to figure out what you can do to improve the football team, because that's your job. That's coaching. Coaching is getting guys to improve, getting guys to play the game the way that you see the game should be played in all three phases. And I think if we can do that and keep coming together on that, then there's a lot of season left. You know, look, I understand what the record is, but I also know we've only played two games in the division, and there's a lot of season left. So we've got to all work to get better.
Bill, when you talk about coaching better, you said that a few times. We've got to coach better. You've got to look at you've got to look in the mirror. It starts with you. What does that look like? And when you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? I mean, how do you do that?
Guy that's overweight and got a big hole in his chin. But other than that, I would say a guy that, you know, like I said, that needs to work very hard to get better, you know, to figure out what we can do to improve. We can't keep doing the same things, so we have to change up some things. Maybe we change up some things in practice. Maybe we change up some players in the lineup, move them in different spots and things like that. Maybe we try to use players in different positions than what they're playing right now. Maybe we change some of the plays that we're calling. You know, maybe we try to do some things that are different than what we've been doing. So whatever it is, we've got to figure it out, because we can't keep traveling down this road of up and down and mostly down. You know, and that's what we've been. It's 2-5, so we've got to figure it out.
Bill, is there a fine line of making those changes all the time versus making too many changes and not having the consistency that you're trying to look for?
Sure. You've got to stay with what your foundation is. And, you know, our foundation here is to make sure that we stop the run on defense and that we try to establish the run on offense and that we play field position football and special teams. We haven't been able to do that consistently enough. That foundation hasn't changed. We've got to try to stop the run better. We've got to try to run the ball better. And we've got to also do a better job on special teams. Although yesterday I thought our special teams actually played pretty well. Kickoff return had a good return. Punt return had a 10-yard average, which is okay for us. And then our punt game was pretty good. But overall, the whole team has to be better in those areas.
What do you think happened with Hoyer getting off to such a bad start and then turning it around?
You know, I guess you'd have to probably ask him that, John. I know that we came in at halftime, and, you know, obviously everybody was embarrassed by the first half, and nobody felt good about it. And I just brought him up and said, look, you know, we've got to approach this second half like it's basically 0-0. We can't look at the scoreboard. Obviously, the game is, you know, in hand, basically. But we've got to go out there and win the second half. And I think that's the approach he took, and we're able to go out there and do that. Obviously, we didn't win the game. That's not what I'm saying, but we were able to play a little bit better in the second half.
At least outwardly for us anyway, the most significant change you made procedurally was letting George be the offense coordinator and play caller. Have you considered going back to what was more successful for you last year?
No. I think that, you know, George called a lot of the plays last year. You know, he did. He was involved in a lot of that last year. Really, the procedure hasn't really changed that much. And so, you know, like all of us, George can do better. I can do better. Rack can do better. We can all do better. But, you know, we've all got to be in it together, and I don't think it's time for those types of changes. I think it's about sticking with what we're doing as far as that procedure, who calls the plays, how the plays are communicated into the players, and then it's time for us to really, you know, look at it, what we're doing. You know, what are we doing, and try to figure out how we can do it better or do it differently. That's what we have to do over the next 48 hours here.
Is it harder to do that, though, when you change week to week to week, like you say, such a game-playing team?
Yeah, you know, in some ways we have to we spend a lot of time studying the opponent because of that philosophy, and I think right now we've got to spend a lot of time over the next 36, 48 hours spending a lot of time on us and seeing what we're doing. We've got to self-scout what we're doing. Obviously, you know, the things that we're doing, especially yesterday, are not working. And so why aren't they working? Is it because they know what play's coming? Is it because we've had a tendency of running it out of this formation this many times? Or what is it? You know, are we not executing it properly? So I think we've got to spend a lot of time studying us.
Bill, some thoughts on the defensive side with y'all. Y'all gave up four big plays in the first half.
Yeah.
Jim, what your thoughts about what happened there and how do you fix it?
Well, the slant route on the first touchdown, you know, we're in press coverage, and you know, a guy ran a good route, and we got to make the tackle. You know, we didn't take very good angles, and you know, the guy ended up outrunning us there, and we got to make the tackle. I think there was another play similar to that where the ball was caught on the sideline on a sail route, and you know, we just didn't get the guy down. We didn't take great angles, so I think open field tackling in the running game. You know, our run fits on the long runs were not very good. The screen that they ran in for a touchdown, you know, they ran a fake reverse, faked an inside zone, and then threw the screen, and we were out of position on that. But then we couldn't make the tackle in the open field. So I think a lot of it has to do with open field tackling and making sure we're taking better angles.
Bill, any expectation that Bernardrick could be out of the protocol and if Kareem could return from his sprained ankle?
I would say that Kareem would be out for a while, and I would say that Bernardrick will be checked out at some point this week. Some point this week, and to see if he could play against Tennessee. So I'd say that's a day-to-day.
Bill, are
Brooks felt like yesterday, you know, he had a significant injury to his foot and that he couldn't go. So I would say that he should be able to go by Wednesday. So I'd think he'll be in the game this week.
Are you seeing any trends schematically that aren't working defensively?
Any trends schematically? You know, I don't know if I'm going to get into all the schemes with you, Tanya. I would say that, no, I don't really see where there's certain schemes that aren't working. I think it's more about making sure that you're doing your job, making sure that you're in the right position, making sure that you're fitting the right gap in the running game, making sure that you're keeping proper leverage and coverage, and making sure you tackle, making sure that you break down and tackle in the open field. I think it's those things more than it is the scheme.